of the scoreboard. As for Frankfurt, they lost their first game 16-44 to Pawnee City. Then in the Waubonsie tournament, they lost their first game 68-25 to Manhattan Chief, followed that up with a 59-16 loss to Waubonsie, and then a 50-49 win in the seventh-place game over Northern Heights. And then following that up with a pair of losses to Valley Heights and Blue Valley Randolph. So for Donovan West, kind of just heard it, they've given up 50-plus points in each of the first five games and have failed to score more than 40 points in every game so far. And the West, in total, has scored 32.2 points per game while giving up the 6 points per game. And as for Frankfurt, trying to build on that lone win against Northern Heights, they are, as of right now, allowing 58.7 points per game while scoring just 34 points per game. So something's going to give here. For Frankfurt, leading the way in scoring is Ty Smith, 11.2 points per game, 3.2 rebounds per game, and shooting 37.8% from the floor. Lane DeWiseau and Trent Harden are both scoring 5.2 points per game, with Harden shooting 53.8% from the field, and DeWiseau shooting 50% from the field. Also, DeWiseau, a very good free throw shooter at 87.5%. But Frankfurt is going to need some more scoring from their supporting cast. Because if they just have Smith show out and nobody else do so, it's going to be a rough game tonight and a long season. They're hoping for some more points off the bench. As for the Mustangs, they're going to want some more interior shots to fall for the West. The game we did against Valley Heights, the entire first half, they didn't make a single two-point field goal. Their first two-point field goal didn't come until midway through the fourth quarter. They've been kind of living and dying by the three-point ball. Well, they've been dying because they're still looking for that first win. Can they get it here tonight on the road against Frankfurt? We're about to find out. It's Donovan West in Frankfurt here on 92.1 KMZA. We're going to keep it right here as we have tip-off with Frankfurt in their white-on-whites with the red letters and numbers. As for Donovan West, they have their navies with orange and white accents, with the numbers being in orange and the letters being in white. Got some of the Frankfurt players with a couple players with red shoes. Looks good. Matching everything. As head coach for Donovan West is David Johnson getting a final word with his guys. And Mr. Frankfurt's guys, they are ready. They're head coached by Ben Steinlogge. Well, here we go. Tipping off for Frankfurt is going to be Loizo for Donovan West. It's Albers and we're underway. D. West comes up with a tip. Kenny with it, gives it top of the key for Coulter Peterson, the freshman who is a very good shooter from beyond the arc. Pass the near side corner, Penny gives it to the near side wing on top of the key for Eberle. Jab step, tries a three, that one off the right side, no good, ball tipped up in the air. Offensive rebound, pulled down by the senior Jeske.
Sound combination
goes to work, lobs it inside, and it's deflected. And Frankfurt comes away with a turnover. Ty Smith. Treating to the Frankfurt logo, getting a screen to go to his right. He'll drive, stops, top of the key catch made by Anderson, and the freshman surveys. Goes to his left, gets a screen, left side by Rosequist. Give it inside. Dork and Loizo kick it out. Thought about the three, now kick it out. Three ball, straight away by Anderson. Way off the mark, off the backboard, and left side. Rebound, called in by Jeske. Here's Penny with it, near side wing, gives it to Eberle. Sophomore drives baseline, gets past Bam, shot up too strong. Rebound hauled in by Anderson. Before pass up ahead to the wide zone, he'll lay it. No good. It hung on the back of the rim forever. And pulled down by the Mustangs. Scoreless, the first 1 minute, 20 seconds. Jeske gives it to Eberle, far side corner. Jeske gets it back, bounce pass, high post for Penny. Working the perimeter. Playing on the interior is Albers, driving baseline, dumping it off, and rejected out of there, but fouled with Hudson Penny. As Ty Smith picks up the personal foul. And that's big. Keep going at him as free throws are coming for Penny. First free throw on the way is good. First point of the game. They can attack Smith and possibly get him to pick up his second personal foul. That would be huge for the Mustangs. Second try on the way. That one is good as well. Two for two from the free throw line. It's Hudson Penny. And it's 2-0, Donovan West. To his left is Anderson, gives up briefly. We're getting it back. Smith gives it to Loiseau, top of the key, dribbles to his right, between the legs. Now the near side wing to Max Studer. And whistle and an offensive foul against Frankfurt. That's going to go against Anderson. So his first, team second. 2 minutes gone in this first quarter. Donovan West leading at Frankfurt. Top of the key. Penny drives right side. Jump stop and travel. Because he put an extra, made an extra move after his jump stop. Frankfurt gets the ball right back. It's 5:53 to go. Smith inbounds it to Wes Anderson. Quarterback on the football team. And the point guard for the basketball team. Pick and roll. Pass is deflected and intercepted. Jennifer Loiseau stolen away by Jeske. Here comes Eberle. The sophomore gives it near side corner to Peterson. Nice jab step. Baseline goes middle. Shot up. No good. Contested. And a rebound hauled in by Fred Rosequist. 6'1 freshman. Far side wing for Ty Smith. Drives middle. Jump stop. And Anderson retreats to the 3-point line and travels with it. Took 3 steps. D. West looking for their second field goal of the game as Coach Johnson calls out the play. Peterson goes to his right, gets a screen from Albert. Nice move in the paint, or near the paint. No good. On a little 7-footer by Peterson, rebound Frankfurt. In transition, Studer dumps it off and shot no good. Too strong by Rosequist. Rebound D. West. Sloppy play by both teams so far. Turnovers and missed shots. Here's Jeske's going to try a 3. That one no good from the far side of wing. Rebound by Smith and it's stripped away. And they're going to say his last touch by Eberle. The official first said it was Frankfurt ball, then he said it was U.S. ball, and now it says Frankfurt ball. Same official that had the inadvertent whistle in the girls' game. A 2-0, U.S. leaving Frankfurt, 4:40 left to go in the first quarter. Anderson, give it up to Loiseau. And Loiseau gets the play call from Coach Steinlogge. Nice pass to Loiseau, misses the shot. Pass was from Smith. Second try is no good. Another try. That one is left short, but fouled was Rosequist. The backdoor cut by Lane Loiseau, the 6'2 sophomore, made the leaping catch. Had 2 opportunities, missed them both, but then Rosequist on the 3rd try is fouled by Cooper Eberle. First personal and first team. First free throw is off the backboard. He's banking it in. The first point of the night for Frankfurt is a bank shot off a free throw. Kind of how the night's going so far, both these 2 teams offensively. Second free throw no good off the right side. Rebound goes to Eberle. He'll keep it himself. Cross half court with his left hand into the paint. And stop there. At the perimeter, 3 ball on the way by Hudson. Penny left it short. Long rebound goes in the hands of Ty Smith. Sophomore gives it up, driving left side. Anderson, the freshman, misses the layup from the left side with his right hand. D-West now looking to push. Pass deflected and stolen away by Smith. 2-1 now for Frankfurt. He'll take it. That one's no good off the backboard. Rebound D-West, and he's fouled. That was Eberle on the rebound. And the ball will go to D-West. That foul is going to go against Anderson, and that is his second. He fouled number 3, so Anderson will come to the bench. Trent Harden getting his first minutes off the bench. Mentioned tied for 2nd on the team in scoring, 5.2 points a game. Also in the game is Carter Olson, the 5'11 sophomore, Harden a 6-foot sophomore. Far side wing goes to the far side corner. Peterson puts on the floor, had it stripped, but it gets it back inside the paint and almost 3-second call, but gets it out to Kupson. Just to a cutting Jeske. Now an offensive foul is called against the Mustang. I think it's going to go against Jeske, try to get free from Rosequist. But no, it's actually going to be on Albers, says the call. It's think Jeske thought it was on him. The reaction was likewise. So it's still 2-1 with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Frankfurt with the ball looking for their first field goal of the game. Smith dribbles to his left. He's scoreless so far here tonight. Leading scorer, averaging 11.2 points per game. Miss Harden with it. Long pass to the far side wing. Smith puts on the floor a couple times, gets a screen, kicks it out to Rosequist. Near side corner. Olsen has the ball for the first time, now gives it to Harden. Top of the key, driving right. Rosequist just stops. Drives left to Studer. He'll kick it out of there. Good defense on the interior by Donovan West. But now a breakdown in the post. And a whistle and a travel is called. Olsen had the ball. He had an open lane, but he held onto it for just a tad too long. Defenders were able to recover, and he walked with it. He caught the ball, and he went down, and he ducked his head. To me, like, as soon as he caught it, he probably should have put it right up. Wasn't able to do so. Nice hands by Smith to poke it free. And it's going to be a jump ball. Fantastic job with the right hand by Smith, knocking it away from Hudson Penny, and they'll get the ball with the possession arrow. Got those quick hands. Now 2:32 left to go in the first quarter. Now the game is Porter Colvin, the 5'9 freshman. He'll bring it up this time. Give it up. High post catch for the Wiseau. Kick out, three ball on the way by Olsen. That one is good. First field goal of the game is from Carter Olsen off the bench. The 6-foot sophomore makes it 4-2 Frankfurt. Come back the other way quickly. Jeske is able to lay it in, and Frankfurt didn't get back on defense. That is the first field goal for Donovan West in the game. And we're tied 4-4 with 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Stopping his feet on the sideline is Coach Johnson for Donovan West. Catching the post by Loizzo. Top of the key, Colvin. Near side three by Smith. From the wing, that one a little too strong. Colvin saves it. Throws it off of a Mustang, but it's pulled in by Cooper Eberle. He'll outlet it to Penny. He'll bring it up the near side. Try to break this 4-4 tie. Jeske, far side wing, to the near side. Three ball on the way by Peterson. That one left a little bit short. A strong rebound by Trent Harden. Out that pass to Olsen. Bring it up the near side. Gives up his dribble. Now the top of the key for Trent Harden. Far side corner. Colvin has it. Now Harden drives baseline. The short corner and passed it to Olsen, who wasn't looking, hit off his head, but Frankfurt maintains possession. Three ball, air ball by Colvin in the near side corner. Rebound Donovan West. 107 now left to go. Everly hands it backwards to Peterson. Crossover dribble to the left side and tried to give it to Penny. He's cutting back door. Fortunately, he was able to haul in the pass. Three ball, air ball from the near side corner by Colton Peterson. Rebound for the Wildcats. 50 seconds now left. Olsen hands it back to Harden. Top of the key, Smith wide open for three. That one off the left side, no good. Rebound goes to Jeske. 40 seconds left. They're still tied 4-4. Pass almost thrown out of bounds, but Everly hauls it in. Gonna be right back to Peterson. Chris Johnson calling the play here. 24 seconds left. Peterson backs away from his man, Ty Smith. Now 20 seconds left. Still just dribbling it around, hands it off to the near side to Penny. 10 seconds left, hands it right back to Peterson. 8 seconds. Now starting to go towards the basket. 5 seconds for Jeske. 3 seconds far side. Penny with one and a foul with 2.3 seconds left. Whistle and a hold against Frankfurt. So underneath the basket with 2.3 seconds left. That one goes against Olsen. His first, team's fourth. Here we go. It'll be Penny to inbound. One more shot coming up. Gonna break this 4-4 tie. And there's the inbound. Peterson with 1 second. Shot up. Wrong two. No good. High off the backboard. That's the end of the first quarter. It's just 4-4 through our first 8 minutes of play. We'll step aside for a break. You're listening to our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca.
we are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
FM KMZA.
We go to quarter number two after a rough first quarter for both teams. It's 4-4 here from Frankfort. Wildcats and Mustangs, CDL play. 2 points apiece for Brody Jeske and Hudson Penny for Donovan West. 3 points for Carter Olson. And a free throw for Fred Rosequist. Both teams now exiting their huddle. Both teams trying to get something going offensively. Just one field goal went through the hoop for both teams apiece. And now, this is head coach for Frankfort, Nick Anderson, throwing over some tape to head coach David Johnson, Donovan West, to get Coulter Peterson taped up and ready to go. Might be some blood, perhaps. Not quite sure. Looks like to be the case. Yeah, on his right elbow. All right, so D. West gets the ball out of the break, and we are back underway. Here from Frankfort, Brody Jeske, the senior, to inbound. Man-to-man defense for Frankfort. Peterson dribbling from the Frankfort logo, now dribbles to his right. Almost lost the ball. Gives it up to Jeske on far side wing for Penny. Junior gives it top of the key. Peterson drives right side. Looking on and almost elbow. It looks like he did elbow the Wiseau in the nose. Nothing was called as Penny slips underneath the defender and scores. It was an inadvertent elbow. Just trying to create some space. And it's 6-4. It wasn't a whole lot of contact. It was a little bit though. The Wiseau still looks a little shaken up. No blood, it looks like. Three ball on the way. That one is good. Far side wing for Wes Anderson, who has two personal fouls. And it's 7-6, Frankfort. We got some offense going in this one. Took 8 minutes for both teams to warm up. Far side corner, three on the way. That one no good off the heel from Eberle. Long rebound by the freshman Anderson. We'll look to push for the Wildcats. Left side drive and shot no good by Scooter, trying to get his own miss. And can he get it out of bounds off of Dr. West? Yes, he can. It will stay Frankfort basketball. And the Wiseau will come to the bench after getting bonked in the nose. As in the game is Trent Harden off the bench. Got a little bit of playing time towards the end of that first quarter. He'll get the inbound here. High post drives right side. Shot up off the glass is good. And it's slipping after the make. Both of his ankles are taped up, favoring his left side, it looks like. He has his left knee taped up. Going to his right is Peterson. Bounce pass to Eberle in the near side corner. In the paint, kicking far side for Penny. He'll drive middle. Bounce pass is out of the reach of Albers, the freshman forward, and out of bounds. Frankfort gets the ball. So now Harden will come to the bench. Loiza right back in the game. Harden over here on the bench, just gingerly walking, now sitting down on the Frankfort bench. Cross-court pass, Loiza wide open in the near side corner. Another three-point shooter is Rosequist. He'll give it up. Ball jumper, Ty Smith, that one off the right side, no good. Loose ball, and picked up on the rebound by Cooper Eberle. He'll bring it up himself. On the right side, Smith almost looked like he was one to go for the ball. He'll fire a three, and straight away, it's Penny, that was no good. And a good hustle by the senior Jeske gets the offensive rebound, busting a double dribble. He dribbled it, stepped out of bounds, came back in, and picked it up. Can't do that, and Frankfort gets the ball. They lead it 9-6 over Donovan West, 5:55 remaining second quarter. Not a whole lot of offense in this one so far, as you can probably tell by that score. Going to his right is Smith. He runs over his defender, and they're just going to say that it's out of bounds off of Donovan West. Smith ran over. That was Hudson Penny defending him. He lowered his shoulder. It looked like he might have gotten away with an offensive foul there. And when all is said and done, it's going to be Max Studer inbounding. And making a catch is Smith with 5:40 to go, second quarter. Scoring Malizo from the wing. He'll go to the post. He'll make a catch. Shooter top of the key, one dribble, kick out through ball, Wes Anderson. Near side wing is good. Wes Anderson has 6 points on 2 threes here in the quarter. And it's 12-6. Wing-to-wing pass, far side for Penny. Entered pass to Albers, puts up a shot, left it short. Rebound Frankfurt. Good defense by Rosequist. Poor pass up ahead. Nice catch by Loizzo near the out-of-bounds line. Brings it back inbounds. And his shot, it was no good. It's up the left side, and by that I meant from behind the basket. Had a weird angle. Now a three by Jesse. Far side wing is good for Donovan West. Needs that one badly. And their first 3 point of the evening falls. It's 12-9. 4:53 left to go. Frankfurt has the ball and has a 3 point lead. One dribble from Loizzo. Almost over the offensive zone foot. Looks like he did. But Smith is there to pick it up. It's between the legs dribble, but lost his footing. Picks it up. Good defense by Penny. Look it up to Loizzo. On the top of the key. Jazz step. Rosequist. Hands off to Studer. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now far side wing. Now an entry pass. Going to work is Rosequist to the middle. Shot up, no good with his left hand. And that's out of bounds, Donovan West. Porter Colvin checks in for Frankfurt, and so does Carter Olson. Donovan West, they don't go too deep off the bench. They go about 6, maybe 7 deep. 4:20 left to go, second quarter, 12-9 Frankfurt. Donovan West with the ball. Eberle, one dribble, now gives it up to Jeske. Top of the key, now far side wins. Peterson fires away a three. That one no good. Long rebound for Olsen. Wanting to push, that pass is stolen away. Penny one-on-one and poked away. Loose ball on a save by Donovan West to Peterson. He gives it to Penny. Shot up, good. Wild play on that fast break off a steal by Penny. Now Donovan West back within one. Smith gives it near side wing to Olsen. Top key to Porter Colvin. 5'9 freshman gives a bounce pass to his teammate. 6'1 freshman, Fred Rosequist. He turns it over trying to find Ty Smith. Pushing the other way. Passes to nobody. Last touched. They're going to say that it's Donovan West's ball. That was clearly Frankfurt ball. It was last touched by Peterson. Now the officials will converge. That was as clear as day. It should be white ball, and now they'll change it. 3:39 left to go, second quarter. Frankfurt 12, Donovan West 11. Olsen catches the inbound pass. Now gives it to Smith, far side wing. Near side wing to the corner for Rosequist. High post catch. Now three ball on the way. No good. Spins out of there by Smith. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Frankfurt. Good ball movement that time, but unable to get the ball go through the nylon. Here's Peterson, passing near side wing to Penny, out of the corner for Eberle. Sophomore gives it near side to the senior, crossbow pass, far side, to Penny, the sophomore. Drives baseline and stop there. Nice cut in the lane by Jesse, shot on the run, no good, didn't dribble it. Rebound by Olsen. So, probably should have put it on the floor. On the other way, Colvin with the dribble. Crossbow pass, far side. Loses it. It's stolen away. Albers with the steal. Donovan West has numbers at the hurry, but they're not going to be able to capitalize. Far side wing, Peterson drives middle. Stopped by a couple of Wildcats. Now Penny has a lane, and he drives and scores. Puts a double team and lays it in. Hudson Penny. He has 8 of the team's 12 points. And Donovan West has their first lead of the game. It's 13-12. 2:33 left to go in the second quarter. Set aside for let's go and keep it here, actually. Beg your pardon. And take a look at the remaining schedule before the TBL tournament for both teams. UW West After tonight, on Friday, they'll be hosting Washington County. And a week from tonight, they host Centralia before the CBL tournament on the 14th. As for Frankfurt, they go on the road for both of their games. They're at Hanover coming up this Friday. Then they're on the road next Tuesday at Wetmore before that CBL tournament. Such a great time of the year, that mid-season tournament. Chance to showcase your talents and kind of see where, get a good litmus test of where all the teams are. Standings only do so much this early on in the season, which as of right now has five undefeated teams in league play, including Blue Valley Randolph, who's 4-0, Centralia Axtell at 3-0, Clifton Clyde Valley Heights at 2-0. And, of course, some of these teams that are at the bottom kind of squeeze away back towards the middle portion of the standings as well. Teams like Jonathan West and Frankfurt have opportunities to do that. So 2:33 left to play, second quarter, 13-12, Jonathan West, leading Frankfurt. Both teams are talking, I'm not sure what about here. That was actually Nick Anderson, the assistant coach for Frankfurt, talking with David Johnson, the head coach for Jonathan West. It looks like we're ready to go. That was just supposed to be a 30-second timeout, but it was a little bit longer than that. In the game for the first time is Isaac Idle, freshman. That's the first substitution of the game for Jonathan West. First side corner, Ty Smith with it. 2:25 now left to go. Pass is partially deflected, but finds the hands of Wes Anderson. He's falling, and shot up no good, but he's fouled. That's the third team foul of the game against Jonathan West. First charged. Says, oh, there we go. They got it corrected. It's to Coulter Peterson, the foul. That's his first. First free throw for Anderson on the way. It's good. He has 7 points on the game, all of which coming in this quarter. We are tied now 13-13. It was 4-4 after our first 8 minutes of play. So that was a brief substitution as Hudson Penny immediately checks back in for Isaac Idle. Second free throw on the way. Anderson goes 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. Frankfurt right back on top by one. Peterson bring it up once again for D. West. Doesn't need a screen from Albers. Goes back to the middle. To Penny, drives middle, hands it back to Jesse, far side corner. Special pass near side, Peterson. Got a Penny. Top the key for Jesse. Drive and kick. Everly gives it back, and Penny wants the middle, and he's got it. Can't make the shot, but he's fouled. Hudson Penny just has such a knack for getting to the basket. They use those four guards around Michael Albers, who works the paint. It's a very one-dimensional offense. Would love to be more experimental with things moving forward, as the first free throw is no good. There's only so much you can do with the lack of depth that Jonathan West unfortunately has. They only have 9 guys suited up with a rotation of just these 5 here tonight. Idle coming in for a couple seconds as that second free throw is good to tie us back up 14-14. So Penny, now with 9, I think that 10 points. No, he has 9. I had that right at first. 9 points on the game. The other 5 coming from Jeske. Only 2 scores so far for the Mustangs. Near side wing catch. And on the floor is Trent Harden. Entry pass. Anderson working the perimeter. Good double team. In the perimeter. It's like a box in one zone for Jonathan West. Entry pass and a jump ball as Rosequist tried to go up. Putting the clamps down is the Frankfurt defense. I don't see a whole lot of box in one zone at the high school level unless they just have one really good player. Here's the inbound. Goes to Rosequist. Same foul going up against Jeske. This is first team's fourth. Correction, team foul. Yes, no, that is right. Team foul number 4. Frankfurt has 5 team fouls. First free throw on the way. High arcing and no good off the right side. Rosequist. The 6-1 freshman, trying to break this 14-all tie with 1:25 to go in the second quarter. Free throw on the way, and that one's no good as well. And a long rebound finds the hands of Penny. Both a push. Doesn't have the numbers, though. Kick it to Jeske. Cross-court pass here, side of Peterson. Top of the key, Jeske wide open for three straight away. Just off the right side, no good. Rebound, Anderson. Frankfurt freshman hands it back to Olsen momentarily. He gives up to Hart. Out of Colvin. Colvin near side. Olsen lobs it inside. Rosequist goes to work against double team. Kicks it out. Open look, but not taken by Trent Hart. Kicks it out. Three ball on the way. Across the corner for Olsen. Made one earlier. No good this time. But a long rebound by Rosequist. 45 seconds left now. Entry pass inside. Spinning away and traveling is Olsen. Took that extra step. 42 seconds left. New West gets the ball back. New West Dimension, a bit of a one-dimensional offense, but they do move very good off the ball. Cutting in the paint, driving, kicking, and a lot less reliance on the three ball today, which is something I talked about in the pregame. Just one three-pointer made on the day. 30 seconds now left for the Mustangs. See if they hold it for one more shot. And he hands it back to Peterson, their primary ball handler and field general, just a freshman. Two very young teams. Peterson now with 10 seconds. Gets a screen from Albers. Goes to his right, hands it back to Penny. 7 seconds, jump stop. Jeske nice pass to Albers. He has a strip three with 5 seconds and a 4 seconds out of bounds. And he'll stay with the Mustang 4.2. West looking to break this 14-14 tie going into the break. Lob it up top for Albers. 3 seconds, fade away. It's blocked. 2 seconds. Loose. Picked up by West Peterson. Can't get the shot off. It went in, but it's not going to count. We have a 14-all tie going into the break. We had a 4-all tie going into the second quarter. We stay even. We'll have our halftime report coming up next. It's going to be brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. You're listening to our Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College. Again, it's Donovan West 14, Frankfurt 14, here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
We are tied at the break, 14-14. Jonathan West in Frankfurt. Here now on our halftime show, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. You want the best, you got to get out of town. Let's take a look now at our point totals for individually. Hudson Penny leads all scorers with 9 points, has 3 field goal makes and 3 free throws. As for Brody Jeske, he had a 3-point field goal in the second quarter and a 2-point field goal in the first quarter for his 5 points. Just 2 scores for the Mustangs. As for Frankfurt, they have 4 scores. Leading the way is the freshman Wes Anderson with 8. Had a couple free throws, a couple 3-point makes. 3 points for Carter Olson, made a 3-pointer. The only field goal in the first quarter, a 2-point field goal for Trent Harden, and a free throw for Fred Rosecliff. Second quarter was a lot cleaner in terms of offense and defense. As even though the score was 4-4 after the first quarter, didn't seem to me like there was a ton of great defense. It was just missed opportunities and turnovers for both teams on offense. So this second quarter was a lot cleaner, able to get into their groove, and we saw a much better second quarter. But still lots to be desired for both teams, I'm sure, as probably head coach David Johnson and head coach Vince Steinlogge would probably tell you, as we gotta have a winner here. We were tied after the first and tied after the second. At the beginning of the game, talking about Frankfurt trying to get more support from their bench, and they have certainly gotten it from Wes Anderson, not from the bench, but from their supporting cast, is Ty Smith. He was scoreless, and they were still able to generate some points with Trent Harden, Carter Olson, Fred Rosequist, and Wes Anderson doing the scoring for the Wildcats. As for Donovan West, talking about trying to get some points away from the three ball, they did just that. They had 4 two-point field goal makes, and just 1 3-point field goal make, and they didn't attempt a ton of 3-point shots. So they were able to be more diverse with their looks in the second quarter, and their offense operated more smoothly as a result. But both teams are going to hope for more shots to go in, and we got to have a victory here tonight. Again, our score 14-14. Those just joining us, girls' side, was a 49-43 victory for Frankfurt. It was 9 points for Tana Stoll, who got things on the right foot for the Wildcats. They led 15-2 after the first frame. And the rest of the way, Frankfurt was able to keep Donovan West at arm's length and able to hold off Donovan West at the very end, tried to make a comeback, never got within 6 points for the entire game. So it was, you could say it was all Frankfurt, but it still was somewhat competitive. And Frankfurt now 7-0 on the season on the girls' side, 3-0 in league play. As for Donovan West, they fall to 3-1 and 4-2 overall. We'll go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back here on our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires here on our Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College. Our score at the break is Donovan West 14 and Franklin 14 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
14-14 is our score. Jared Slippy back with you. Colin Feldkamp in the studio, making us sound good tonight. Got a low scoring barn burner here in the TVL, in the TVL showdown. Once again, looking at our leading scores, Hudson Penny 9 points for D West. Rejewski, 5. Frankfurt has 8 points from Wes Anderson. Had a pair of threes and a couple free throws as well. 3 points from Carter Olson, 2 from Trent Harden, and a free throw from Fred Rosequist. We'll look at some of the other area games going on tonight across the TVL, starting with the league from these two teams. Blue Valley Randolph is at Clifton Clyde. Other games from the TVL. Onega is at Axtell. And Hanover is at Lynn. In the NEKL, Jefferson County North is at McLeod. Valley Falls at Jackson Heights. Oskaloosa is at Horton. And ACCHS is at Pleasant Ridge. Forgot to mention also in the TVL, Valley Heights at Washington County. So some big games here. Clifton Clyde, Blue Valley, two undefeated teams squaring off. Hanover and Lynn. Lynn 0-2, Hanover 2-1. Valley Heights, Washington County, a pretty good one. Valley Heights, even though they're 2-0, they have two out-of-league losses. Don't necessarily have a lot of weight, but the big one here tonight for the Mustangs as well. So for Donovan West, question for them is, that can they keep their guys, well, I mean, can they prevent them from getting tired? Because, I mean, it has been a five-man show for D West all night long. Isaac Idle came in for a few seconds. The only other players on the roster, Hayden Palino, and Hudson and Parker Allen. All three of those guys are freshmen off D West bench. More depth coming from Frankfurt. Wes Anderson having a nice day, trying to keep that up. It's pretty crazy, though. They only have a total of 4 field goals that have went through. 5 for Donovan West. And only 1 2-point field goal make for Frankfurt. So can they keep that up? Is that sustainable? Can they maybe get some cuts in the paint? Get some baskets that are close to the rim instead of working from 20 feet out. All right, so V-West will get the ball first. Jeske will inbound it to Eberle, who will screen it for Peterson. He'll come and flip the inbound, and we're back underway. He'll signal the play call. Dribble to his right, hands it off to Eberle. Give it to Penny. Drives, nice dish to Albers. He's rejected out of there by Loizzo, and he'll stay with the Mustangs. Loizzo, 6 foot freshman, 6'2" freshman, providing the post presence. Also wide receiver on that Frankfurt football team. Top of the key, Jeske with the catch, looking inside, near side wing. The Penny takes pass inside, crossbow pass. Driving middle, stopping is Eberle. Get up to Peterson in the corner. Drives middle, gives it to Jeske. Good defense from Frankfurt so far here in this possession. It's lasted 35 seconds already. Driving baseline. Kicking it out. Peterson had it tipped. Loose ball. Studer with the deflection and near the out-of-bounds line. Who's it out-of-bounds on? It'll be out-of-bounds on Donovan West, so they get the turnover on that 44-second possession from New West. Frankfurt now with their first offensive possession in this third quarter. Smith, near side corner catch by Loizzo, gets to Studer. Stop the tee, catch for Rosquist. Driving, pulling up, Smith, and can't get that shot to fall. Tough night for the leading scorer for Frankfurt. Saving it was Jeske. Pearson catches it near half court. Jeske, Everly, pass fake to the near side, goes to the far side. Reversing it back to Jeske, far side corner. Good off-ball movement by the Mustang, as mentioned. Trying not to get tired, though, as they just continue to rotate those guards on the perimeter. Three ball on the way by Jeske off the catch. That one's no good, a little too strong. Rebound by Rosquist. Now left to Anderson. Smith drives baseline. He stops. Good defense. But Penny strips it and saves it back to Studer. Frankfurt maintains possession. Smith drives right side. Bounce pass near side corner. Three ball on the catch by Anderson. Off the backboard. Somehow from the corner. That's a one in a million three-pointer by Wes Anderson falling to his right backboard from the corner. Now a three-ball try is no good off the right side by Everly straight away out of bounds to Frankfurt. The U.S. settling for a quick three. And that was just an unprecedented level of luck from the freshman Wes Anderson, who now has 11 points. 2 minutes into the third quarter, and has to travel by Loizzo as he took a couple steps to create an entry pass, but instead of passing and held on to it, took another step. And the West gets the ball. Peterson calls the play, goes to his left, nice crossover dribble, gets past Anderson, but it stops near the near side elbow. Near side wing catch for Penny, puts on the floor, drives middle to the right side, nice dish, set up off the glass, that's good for Jeske. He now has 7, it's 17-16. Frankfurt still holding on to a one-point lead. Quickly the other way. Start up off the glasses. No good left short by Rosquist. Offensive rebound to Lyoto. Throws it up in the air. I think it's supposed to be a shot, but it's picked up by Rosquist. Inside from Studer to the Lyoto. Spins to the inside from the far side block. Double team. Backdoor cut. Anderson threw it off his foot. Turnover. Peterson picks it up. That comes D-West. They have numbers. Now they'll slow it up. They'll give it to Jeske far side away. Penny wants to drive, throws it up for a prayer, no good, off the backboard, rebound Anderson. That's up ahead of Loizzo, streaking in the lane, can't get the shot to go, picked up by Everly. Now a 2-on-1, pass up ahead, it's Peterson, he retreats to the perimeter, three-pointer on the way left, it's short, and a rebound by Smith, and he's fouled by Penny, I believe is the call, that's to say he was just out of bounds. No, I was just going to say he was out of bounds. Their arms were interlocked, which is why I thought they would give a foul call, because Frankfurt did have, or excuse me, Jonathan West did have the possession there. So they will inbound it underneath the basket to the far side wing for Peterson. Far side corner. Top of the key now for Everly. As jab set middle goes baseline, gives up to Penny. He drives. He stops from just beyond the block. No look pass to Albers, and he wasn't ready for it. It was a little bit low. Turnover. And Anderson does a good job selling the foul call as Penny ran into him. And Penny picks up his first personal foul. At least I believe. I'm missing a foul here on my tally, and I do have that correct. That is a foul. One foul. Excuse me, his first personal foul. Back underway. Corner far side. Studer drives baseline. Stops the short corner. Good defense in the recovery. Ty Smith pulls up a contested jumper. No good from 13 feet out. Rebound for Jonathan West. Peterson pushing on the far side. Dribbles to the corner. Looks to Everly. On the way. Puts on the floor with his left hand. Now goes back to his right. Gives up three ball on the way by Peterson. Air ball. Missing everything. Long. But stolen right back by Everly. Came from around the back side, and Penny catches it from the block. He tries to give it up. One pass too many. It's a bunch of out of bounds. He'll stay with the West. It was 14-14 at half, and in this half so far, Frankfurt outscoring Jonathan West just 3-2. And we continue with our low-scoring contest here. 17-16 our score, 3:58 to go, quarter number three. Far side corner catch for Penny. Stop the key for Jeske. Now near side wing for Everly. Pass fake middle. Drives. It's stolen away. At hands by Tolvin. It's the steal. And Suter brings it up. Harden gives it to Colvin. Throws it once, now gives it far side for Studer. Driving baseline. Spins to the middle. Good defense by Albers. Kicks it out of there. Head fake by Smith. Drives left on the screen from Rosequist. Studer wants baseline again. It's stolen away. Good hands by Eberle. Peterson looks to push. Wide open look for Eberle, but he traveled with it. He stutter steps and then took two steps. Three-pointer went in, but it doesn't count. And Frankfurt gets the ball back. And Coach Johnson telling him what he did is we have our first substitution of the second half for Donovan West. It's Isaac Idol, who saw for a few seconds in the first half. He'll get some meaningful minutes right here. There's Jeske telling the freshman where to go. High post catch for Lane the Wise, though. The 6'2 sophomore gets it out of there to Smith. Into the corner, far side. Sitting on the floor is Trent Harden, the 6-foot sophomore, tied for the second highest score on the team. Leading scorer fires away the three. Smith, that's no good. Rebound the Wise, though, falling away, throwing up another one. Did that earlier. This one, no good as well. Falling to the ground is Peterson. We're going to see he traveled, but he didn't have possession. That's a bad call by the official. He fell, but as he was falling to the ground, he didn't really have possession of the ball. But Coach Johnson not really disputing it. At least I don't think. As Idol is exiting, and now I think Coach Johnson is asking the official about what the call was. Inbound to the Wiseau, drives far side from the elbow, kicks it out, drive and pull up, no good by Colvin. Offensive rebound by Harden, but he stepped on the line. Jonathan West will get the ball. 17-16, Frankfurt leads Donovan West with just 2:43 left to go in the third quarter. No scoring battle here in TVL play. It was just 4-4 after the first quarter with only two field goal makes combined. Both teams scored 10 apiece to make it 14-14 at the break. And it's just 3-2, Frankfurt leads Donovan West in this spring. Peterson, it looked like he might have carried it. Hands it off to Eberle. Gives it to Penny. Goes to the middle, sees an opening, splits a double team, but then loses the ball. Turnover going the other way. Frankfurt has numbers, jump stop, then he put his foot on the ground. Harden, shut up and good. Harden now has 4 points. First field goal for, second field goal for Frankfurt in this third quarter is 19-16. Last four pass, near side to Eberle. Eberle puts it on the floor, goes middle, gives it to a cutting Penny, kicks it out. So Peterson drives middle, nice double pass for Albers off the glass, too strong. Rebound for Wes Anderson of Frankfurt. Pass up ahead to Colvin. Galizzo posting up, he's double teamed, backdoor cut. Colvin, nice no look pass and score for Trent Harden again. A little balance pass. I think it might have been a no looker. Here's a three ball by Jeske. That one's no good. Trying to quickly respond. Go back the other way. Frankfurt, 3-on-2. Slipping is Harden. Dishing it off, though. And scoring is Lane the Wise, though, for another point. And Frankfurt's on a run. Timeout called by D. West. A 6-0 run in the matter of less than 30 seconds after they were only able to score 3 points in the first 4.5 minutes of the quarter. So it's 23-16, by far our largest lead of the game for either team. And we'll step aside for 30 seconds here in our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
NVCH is proud to have Dr. Thompson in our outpatient clinic. Dr. Thompson is an ophthalmologist who specializes in cataracts. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects the vision. More than half of all Americans will have cataracts by the age of 80, and surgery is the only way to remove a cataract. If you believe that you have cataracts or other eye issues you need to see a specialist for, ask your local physician or optometrist to see Dr. Thompson at NVCH. We're people you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
23-16, a 6-0 run for the Wildcats. Very well done towards the end of this third quarter. A couple baskets from Trent Harden and Lane the Wiseau. hoping to possibly start pulling away. As for Donovan from West, they want to reel this thing back in as they've scored just 2 points here in the quarter. Mustangs have only two total scores. Brody Jeske has 7, and Hudson Penny has 9. Peterson brings it up. He'll get a screen by Jeske, goes to his right. Stopped by a double team, gives it up. Everly drives baseline from the near side block, puts up a shot, and good. Cooper Everly with his first basket of the game, and now a turnover on the inbound. D-West gets it right back, and now the momentum trying to start shifting Donovan West's way. It's 23-15 with 107 left here in the third quarter. Inbound goes to Everly, near side corner. Jeske from the wing. Top the key, Peterson, now far side, Penny. Posting up is Albers. And Penny lost the handle of it. It was poked out by Colvin. That's the top of the key. Jeske wants to drive, and he kicks it out to Everly. He stops. Get back to Jeske. Top the key for Peterson. Drives left, 50 seconds left. Kick out, three ball on the way, and that one a little too strong from Everly. And a rebound goes to Trent Harden. Anderson drives to the left. He stops. Kick it out. Harden. He'll drive middle. Shut up. And no good off the glass. Rebound to Everly. Outlet to Jeske. From the far side wing. Back to Everly. Wide open lane for Peterson to drive. He's fouled from behind by Anderson. Got up in the air. And Peterson didn't really have a chance to get a good shot up on that as Anderson fell hard on top of him. And two free throws are coming for the freshman point guard. 21 seconds even left in the third quarter. It's 23-18. A chance for D. West to pull back within one possession with a couple of free throw makes. Peterson still looking for his first points of the night. First one on the way is pure. No foul trouble for either team here. As now, Rosequist checks in for Trent Harden for Frankfurt. Second free throw on the way for Peterson. It's good. And it's 23-20. 21 seconds left for Frankfurt. Possibly a last shot scenario for this third quarter. Getting it off to Anderson from the Wiseau. Nice crossover dribble, but lost it. Anderson on the floor, and a foul is going to be called as they're going to say that on Penny, who dove on his lower half. That's the right call, personally. Team foul number 2, though. That's it. And only the second personal foul. I have 0.9 seconds left for Frankfurt. Excuse me. Inbound is to Colvin. Goes to his right. 4 seconds. Into the lane. Shot above the glass. It is no good. Offensive foul. It was Jeske, the senior, who took the charge. And Colvin picks up the offensive foul. With 1.3 seconds left. Possibly a Hail Mary sort of shot for Donovan West. A chance to maybe tie it here. All right, and now the officials coming together. I think they have the wrong number. That's what they're talking about. Should be on Colvin, but they gave it to Rosequist. Are they going to change it? Yes, okay, they did change it. That is the second team foul, regardless. Both teams do have just 2 team fouls. So keep that in mind down the stretch. Not a whole lot of team fouls. Whoever's trailing down the stretch will have a lot of fouls to make up. So here we go. 1.3 seconds left for D. West, down by 3. They go the full length of the court. Pass is to Peterson, and from beyond the half-court line, didn't get it off. Well, one official said travel. One said the shot was no good. But either way, I think we're just going to take it into the fourth quarter. So for the first time tonight, somebody has a lead going into another quarter. 23-20 is our score. Frankfurt up by a trio. We'll go to a break. We'll be back here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College, here at 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
We go into the fourth quarter, and our score, 23-20 Frankfurt. A little bit of a run for the Wildcats, but Jonathan West able to respond and keep it at one possession. Frankfurt gets the ball out of the break, and here we go. Pass goes, dribbles to the near side wing. West Anderson fires three straight away. Pure! Anderson with his fourth three-pointer of the game. He has 14 points. And right back up by six. How about the freshman, Wes Anderson? Top of the key catch for Peterson. Jonathan West, freshman point guard. In the far side corner. And Penny signaling for Jetski to clear out of there. Near side corner catch for Peterson. Top of the key for Jetski. Against side for Albers. Gives it up to Penny. Jab step to the right. Goes middle. Peterson does the opposite. In the lane, kicks it out to Jetski. Short corner catch. Long two in the way by Penny is good. Good rotation that time by the Mustangs offense, and they respond with a two-point. Two-point basket. Entry pass. Symbolizes double team. Kicks it out of there. Suter wants to drive, and now he'll give it up to Rosequist. Smith, couple dribbles. He gives up his dribble. Anderson fires a contested three, and that one rattles out of there. Halfway down and out. Loose ball. And it's out of bounds, last touch by Jonathan West. Stay with Frankfurt. Looks like Jesse doesn't like the call. The officials will converge. Maybe see if they reverse this call here. One official is trying to convince the other that it should be Jonathan West's ball, and they're going to change the call. The official who made the call didn't have a great angle, so it's the official from the near side who comes in. And now I'll talk to head coach Ben Steinlog. He was not happy with the call. 26-22, Frankfurt leading Jonathan West. 6:45 remaining in the game. Driving right side is Peterson, whistle, and a foul. Shot is not going to count as it went in. It's on the floor. That's going to be against Wes Anderson, but it's his third. Officials have done a pretty good job tonight. They've had some very tough calls to make. They've done a pretty good job for the most part. Driving baseline. Getting stopped is Peterson. Long two on the way by Albers. That was no good. It was a good look. Just couldn't quite get it to go down. Smith stops from the near side wing. Entry pass into Rosequist. He's blocked by Albers. Loose ball on the rebound. And Suter is out of bounds. So Suter has the ball. He was on the line. And D. West gets the ball back. Frankfurt thinking that he got pushed, but that is not the call. Again, another tough call made by the officials. Pick and roll. Turnover. Peterson trying to get it to Albers, but he stopped in his route. Frankfurt comes up with it. There's Suter, far side wing. Drives, kicks. Colvin. Another Rosequist. Smith. Drives right side, and whistle and a foul on the floor. D. West missed their third team foul. And by the way, that was actually Wes Anderson's fourth personal foul. Had the tally wrong. And that's for Penny, that it's his third personal. Both teams with three team fouls each. With 6:08 remaining. Inbound, high post catch. Loizzo pulls up 7-footer. No good. A little too strong. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll go to... Well, the official said blue, but he pointed to Frankfurt. No, they're saying it was white. who said the color wrong in his Frankfurt Bowl. Inbound for Rosequist. Stop at the key for Colvin. On the inbound catch, gives it to Studer. Far side wing, now to the near side for the Wiseau. Top of the key for Smith. Pitcher pass, Belizo give and go. Shot long two, no good straight away by Rosecliff. Whose ball picked up by Smith. Studer, he'll fire away a long two. That one no good for 12 feet. That one's loose and picked up by Colvin and whistle and a foul against Jonathan West. Mustangs having a tough time with those rebounds as Cooper Eberle picks up the personal. That is his second. Team foul number four. And Coach Johnson calls a timeout. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
Normally we'd be playing, having K-State basketball on our airwaves. A lot of Tuesday games for the Cats. K-State currently dominating in Austin. 49-33 lead against Texas. 3:49 left to go first quarter there. Here the Wildcats are leading as well, 26-22, with 5:44 left in the game. Frankfurt on the inbound, lobs it up, high post for Loizzo. The Studer to the far side wing for Smith. Goes around the tie line. Stop the key for Studer. Dribbles to the right, looking to get it into Rosequist. Pass is deflected, batted around, and stolen away, and Jeske is fouled. Good job by the senior to stay strong and hold on to the ball. That personal is picked up. See who it's against. Team foul number four. I think it's against Peterson, or excuse me. Well, I'm not sure. They didn't put the number on the board. Free ball on the way by Penny. It's short. Air ball. Tips out of bounds. Last touch by the Mustangs. I don't think they put the number on the board of who that was. Still says that Eberle committed a second, but he already had two personal fouls. Either way, we play on. Colvin, far side wing, dribbles to the corner. Heading across, making the catch from beyond the perimeter is Lane Wiseau, dribbles to his left. Gives it up. And Studer, Smith, Rosequist, and quick ball movement for Frankfurt around the perimeter. Colvin, gives it to Studer, top the tee, whistle, and 3 seconds in the lane is called. And we're this against Porter or Colvin. Still 26-22, Frankfurt leading Donovan West, with now 4:52 remaining in the game. Both teams looking for their first TBL win in this 2022-23 season. Be a nice way to ring in the new year for both teams. Here is Eberle, top of the key catch for Penny. Hang off a screen, Jeske looking to drive, but stripped away by Smith, but picked back up by Jeske. Picks Penny, open three in the corner, no good from the far side, long rebound for Landon Wiseau. And the 6'2 sophomore is just trying to get into a guard. He picks up his dribble, and now it's time to score by Coach Steinloggy. So we'll once again take a 30-second break here on 92.1 KMZA.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
4:25 remaining in the game. It's Frankfurt 26, St. Donovan West 22. A low-scoring affair here in Frankfurt. Donovan West just 2 points in this quarter. Frankfurt has just three. Only 4 points apiece in the first quarter. Both teams scored 10 points At the East in the second quarter, it was 14-14. Frankfurt outscored Jonathan West 9-6 in the third quarter. And that is where we leave things off. Inbound for Frankfurt. Full court press brought on by D. West. It's man-to-man, though, so dribbling it up across half court easily is Rosequist. We'll give it up to Colvin. Pass it to Loizo. Works from near the half court logo. And off. Colvin looking to drive. Bounce past it. Near side corner. Rosequist. Back to Colvin. Smith has it. Get a screen from Loizo. Goes to his left. Pick and roll. Give and go. Pass deflecting. Goes to Colvin on the near side. A rookie roll. He gets it to go off the backboard. You know, his eight is 28-22. The pass was batted around. It found the hands of Colvin, who just so happened to streak towards the basket. Lucky break, and now a three-ball goes for Cooper Eberle in response. He has 5 points. Back to one-possession game. 28-25. Entry pass. Loizo works. One dribble. Loses the handle. Kicks it out. Cross-court pass. Near side wing. In the corner. Rosequist. Top of the key. Harden. Uses the screen, goes to his right, gives it up. The Loizo, now far side wing for Smith. Doesn't use the screen. Jump stop, shut up. And that one too strong. Rebound Eberle. Look, he might have traveled. He took a step. But either way, D. West gets the ball. Pass is deflected by Smith. It's loose on the ground. And a timeout is going to be called, looks like. Good job by Penny to hold on to it and call the timeout from the ground. 3:08 now left to go. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll step aside for 60 seconds here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College, here at 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you? There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Three ball out of the break by Penny is no good for D. West. They trail by three. Offensive rebound, though. 28-25 our score. 2:55 remaining in this one. Here's Peterson, near side corner, top of the key for Eberle. He surveys. He'll give it up to Jesse, now far side corner. Penny dribbles to the top of the key. He'll surrender the ball. Up Jesse, top of the key back to Peterson. The ball movement, better defense so far from Frankfurt. Stops from the high post. Peterson looks on. He'll give it up. Penny, far side wing. 2.5 now left to go. That's crossover dribble by Penny. Gets past Smith. Now he'll give it up to Jesse in the corner. Top of the key, catch Peterson. Penny back, now three ball in the way by Eberle again. That one is good, and we are tied. Eberle, 2 3-pointers to go here in this fourth quarter. He has 8. It's 28 all with 2:13 to go. Pass inside to Smith. Gets through his hands, and thrown away by Eberle. Mustangs look to push. Now they'll slow it down. Again, 28-28 with now 2 minutes left to go in this one. That's behind-the-back move by Peterson. Gets bumped by Smith. Drives all the way into the paint. Shot up with the glass. Too strong. And gets his own miss. Pick out Eberle. Can he get another one? No. Too strong. And a rebound. Pulled in by Smith. Outlet pass to Anderson. He'll hit the push. And timeout is called from Coach Steinlogge. What action in that little pocket of play. 28-28. We are tied once again. Cooper Eberle knocking it down from three. He has 8. Been a fun one. We'll go and step aside for just 30 seconds. Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie? Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Casasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
28-28, our score. We got a good one for you, folks. Buck 45 remaining. After the timeout from Coach Steinlage of Frankfurt, but get the ball underneath, actually over on the sideline on the far side. It's been a real fun one. Not a whole lot of offense for most of the contest, but it's starting to pick up here in this portion of the fourth quarter. 8 points in the quarter for Donovan West would already be their second best score, their second best scoring quarter of the game if the game ended right now. As for Frankfurt, they have just 5 points on the quarter, but Wes Anderson has 4 3-pointers on the game. He has 14, leads the team in scoring. Hudson Penny leads Duncan West with 11 points. Back we go. Smith with a catch on the inbound. And he'll give it up here. Side wing to Rose Swift. To the wide zone top of the key. Far side wing for Porter Colbert. Near side corner, driving baseline. Rose Swift is bumped and fouled on the floor. Get Albers with the personal here. Yes, they will. Foul number 5. 14 fouls against Frankfurt. As for Albers, that is his second personal. 1:31 now left to go. 28 all. Inbound for Smith, looking for somebody, and they just do get it into Colvin. He touched it, and it goes out of bounds. That's a turnover. Colvin only put up one of his mitts to catch that one, and as a result, it hits it off of it and goes all the way in the backcourt and out of bounds. It's not a chance for D.U.S. to take a lead. Inbounds to Everly. Give it to Peterson. Works from the Frankfurt logos. As he calls out the play. Couple screens to both directions. Use the one from Jeske to go to his left. His ball stripped by Smith. Gets the steal. Good job using his off, taking away from his offhand. Here's Anderson driving middle. And whistle and a jump ball. Anderson and Penny had it tied up. Good job by Penny to get his hands in on that one, and D. West has a possession arrow with 1:11 left. Peterson and the D. West Mustangs, once again, a chance to score. Peterson with 2 points, doesn't have a field goal today. A couple of free throws, dribbles to the far side wing. Gives up to Jeff Dean on the near side wing to Eberle. Looking inside, can't find anything, puts on the floor once, gives up to Peterson in the near side corner. 50 seconds left. Jeff Dean, far side wing. Going middle is Everly. Lost the ball. Stolen away by Rosequist. More turnovers for both teams. 40 seconds left for Frankfurt. Timeout called by Frankfurt. We'll step aside. See how long here. Just for 30 seconds here on our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon. KMZA.
28-28, our score. 40.8 seconds left to go here from Frankfurt. Wildcats trying to get a home win against the Donovan West Mustangs. TBL play, first game of our 2023 portion of the schedule. Frankfurt goes to Hanover on Friday, then against Wetmore next Tuesday on the road for the TBL tournament. As for D. West, they'll be at home for both of those games. On Friday, they host Washington County. And then next Tuesday, they host Centralia before the TBL tournament on the 14th, this upcoming, the following Saturday. So Frankfurt's ready to go. They'll get the ball out of the break. As for D. West, they wanted a few extra seconds. D. West has been trotting those same five guys out there all night long, with the exception of about a minute of action or so where Isaac Idle came in the game. A freshman for D.U.S. Here we go. 35 seconds left for Smith as he's going to go and give it up. And Anderson is fouled by Penny on the pass. That is going to be his fourth personal foul, and that is big. Team foul number 6 Four fouls called against Frankfurt. 33.3 seconds now left. Again, we are tied 28-28. The YSO to inbound. And we're back underway. Smith with the catch. Defended by Eberle. From the Frankfurt logo, dribbles to his right. Lob pass deflected out of bounds. And it's going to be at a last touch by Frankfurt. Great defense by Coulter Peterson to get his hand on it. But they're going to say it was last touch by the Wildcats with 25.3 left to go. Peterson on the inbound. The freshman, I think, wiping the ball off. Took 6 seconds to get across half court. Now 15 seconds left. They want the final shot. See if they can hold on to it for that long. Now 10 seconds. Peterson goes to his right. Now steps back. 8 seconds left. Penny goes to the near side. Eberle. Looking to the corner for Jesse, the senior. 5 seconds. Now 3 seconds. And a timeout called with 1.7 seconds left. And Jesse made the shot after the timeout was called. And Coach Johnson is fuming because now he looks bad for calling timeout. Bajewski looked to me like he had no intention of shooting that shot until the bench was screaming at him to throw it up. So 1.7 seconds left in this game. We are still tied 28-28. For some games, this would be a medium scoring first half, but not the case here tonight. Mentioned the defense for both these two teams has not been very good. The West coming into the game has allowed 56 points a game. As for Frankfurt, they're allowing 58.7 points per game. But the offenses have been struggling as well. The West scoring just 32 points a game, and the Wildcats scoring just 34 points a game. So again, 1.7 seconds left. Coach Johnson trying to draw something up for his team. As for Coach Steinlog, he's just looking to get one more final stop and hope to get this thing into overtime. If this doesn't summarize TBL playoff, I don't know what does. Hard-nosed, gritty, lot of defense, intense action. So the inbounder will be Penny. See if they maybe try to get Eberle free for the shot. He has 2 3-pointers made in this quarter. Penny. For the inbound, trying to get Eberle free. They give him the ball with 1 second. Tries to get a shot up. Penley defended, no good. And we're going to overtime. 28-28 is our score. And we'll have an extra frame. We'll step aside for a quick 30-second break. You're listening to our Game of the Week. And it is the Game of the Week here brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMTA.
True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
So just like the first and the second quarter, we are tied as we go into overtime, 28-28. What a game this has been. Who says low-scoring games can't be fun? I certainly am not saying that. There's no team scored with 2 minutes left in the game, in that final 2 minutes, I should say. So 4 minutes on the clock for our overtime period. It's Albers and Loizzo tipping it inside the circle. Thumbs up from the officials. There's the whistle. And here we go. 32 minutes wasn't enough to determine a victor to play an extra four. Penny drives baseline as the Mustangs win. The toss as a reverse layup is good by Penny. 30-28 now the score. Off to the dribble, three-pointer by Anderson's no good. Long rebound by Peterson. Peterson to push, goes to the right side. Switch a double team shot up high off the glass, no good. A loose ball, gets his own miss, kicks it out to Penny. Head fake, gives it to Jeske. Now to Peterson, the top of the key with 3:23 to go. 30-28. Jonathan West leading Frankfurt here in overtime. Driving right side. Peterson high to glass. No good, but he's fouled by Porter Colvin. That's only team foul number 5 against Frankfurt. And Porter Colvin's second personal foul. But Peterson does get a pair of free throws. Hasn't been a field goal, but he was 2-for-2 his last time from the stripe. First free throw on the way, and that one's good. Can't make it a 2-possession game, and you can make this one. Good. 32-28, 3:15 now left to go. Smith brings it up for the Wildcats. Pass is deflected out of there by Everly and caught in the backcourt. And Smith will bring it across that court. And they'll try to reset here. Crossover dribble. And hand it back to the Lionzo. Hand it off to Colvin. Top of the key give to Smith, defended by Everly. Goes to his left. Ends up from the elbow to the far side wing to the Lionzo. Coming off a screen. Rosequist has it. Now near side wing. Smith on the catch. Three-pointer on the way. That one too strong. Long rebound by Smith to the top of the key. Don't need a three here. Going to get it back to a one-possession game here, Frankfurt. Rosequist from the near side corner. Gives it to the Wiseau. Top of the key catch. Now far side. Colvin has it from the corner. Goes middle. Stops falling. Almost traveled. Gives it to Smith near side corner. Dribbles middle. Gives it back to Colvin. Good defensive possession for the Mustangs. Drive, pull-up jumper might have traveled. Shot is good by Lewinezo. Good response by Frankfurt, and Lewinezo got away with the travel. 32-30 now, our score, 2:10 left in the extra period. Far side corner, Jesse with the catch. Penny, Eberle, now Peterson near side corner. Off a screen, Jesse the senior with the catch. You know this game means a lot to him in his final year playing for Dr. West. Peterson's rejected from behind. A nice save by Rosecliff, and Loizzo has it. Chance for Frankfurt to tie or take the lead. Anderson for three. Left it short. Rebound by Albert. He left has it. Open look for Anderson, who has 4 3-point makes here today. Leading scorer for Frankfurt can't convert. 1:30 to go. 32-30. Frankfurt trailing. Donovan West here from Frankfurt. Peterson. It's the separation from Colvin. Goes to his left. Hands it off to Jesse. Now to Everly. Now to Penny with 1:15. Wasting a lot of clock. Frankfurt has committed 5 fouls, so 1 to give here. Will they go ahead and foul him? With 1 minute now left to go. Peterson gives up his dribble. He's in trouble. Now a timeout called by Coach Johnson. So 59.5 seconds left. Not committing any fouls here. Of course, no shot clock here in Kansas high school basketball. It's going to be a full timeout, but we'll go ahead and just step aside for 30 seconds here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We're in overtime, 32-30 our score. Jonathan West winning at Frankfurt. Both teams are hoping for their first win in TVL play here in the 2023 portion of this basketball season. Been a fun one so far. Again, 59.5 seconds remaining. And it'll be Jonathan West basketball. They've been wasting a lot of time on this possession. Hudson Penny made a 2-point field goal. A couple free throws from Colter Peterson for Donovan West. As for Frankfurt, they got a 2-point field goal from Lane Loizzo. Here's the inbound from Jesse. They'll give it to Peterson right at the half-court line. And now a foul called on Carter Olsen. Still one foul to give, as that is number 6. So actually, no, they no longer have any fouls to give. Both teams will be in 1-1. 16 fouls apiece. 55.7 seconds left. 32-30 down from the left. Inbound goes in the backcourt to Eberle. And he'll not give it to Peterson. He'll keep it himself. Now gives up the dribble. He's in trouble. It slips. And on the ground, it's going to be a jump ball. And it's Frankfurt basketball. It's a turnover. And I don't think Eberle was designed to have the ball. As he was, I think, supposed to give it up to Peterson. He held on to it and then got in trouble. Turned his back to the basket and fell to the ground. So, again, two-point deficit for Frankfurt. They have the ball with 44.6 seconds left. They have it at half court on the inbound. Whistle and a foul, and that's free throws. Coming up for Frankfurt as there's a foul before the inbound. Don't see that call too much in a situation like this, but a foul called against Colter Peterson. That is going to be his second personal. 1-1 free throws coming up for the freshman, Wes Anderson. He has two free throw makes already. Here's the front end. On the way, left to short. Ball tipped up in the air. Rebound on it for the left. It's Albers. So how about the big man? Hasn't done much on offense, but gets the rebound. Now dribbling it up the sideline. It's Penny, and he's bumped. Free throw's coming up for the sophomore now. 1-1 coming up. That one goes against Smith. This is third, team seventh. Free throw's coming up for Penny. Running on the way. That one left a little bit too strong. Rebound, 37.7 seconds left for Frankfurt. Here we go. Rosequist gets to Loizzo on the near side wing. Now timeout called by Coach Steinlogge. Smart timeout there. Loizzo looked a little bit lost out there. 30.5 seconds left. Again, our score 32-30. Donovan West leading at Frankfurt here in overtime. It's a full-length timeout. We'll go ahead and step aside again for just 30 seconds here in our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home, designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-1822.
KMZA.
Well, here we go. 30.5 seconds left. Both coaches still talking to their teams here. Low scoring, fun matchup. Fans have been really into this one in a gym here in Frankfurt that the sound really bounces off the walls. It gets really loud in here. In a very old school sort of gym. Hardly any room between out of bounds and the stands or the back walls. So here we go. Donovan West leading 32-30. Frankfurt with the ball. Again, 30.5 seconds left. Smith to inbound it for the Wildcats. Inbound down low to the YSO from the block. Makes his move. Shot up. That one's no good. Too strong. Rebound by Rosequist. Underneath the basket. He'll give it to the YSO. Second try. That one's too strong. 22 seconds left. Rebound Donovan West. And Penny is fouled going the other way. Couple of great opportunities for Lane Delizo. Couldn't capitalize. And the Mustangs get the rebound. They're shooting free throws once again. So Penny missed the front end of the 1-1 last time. See if he can make some here. That's going to go against Porter Coven. That is his third. Team foul number 8. So again, here is the front end of the 1-1 for Penny. On the way. That one is good. Penny now with 14 points. 33-30. 20.5 seconds left. And it's good. 4-point lead for Donovan West. 20 seconds left. Frankfurt brings it up. Smith gives it in the corner. Colvin fires away at three. No good. Rebound for Rosequist. He's fouled on the floor. No, they're going to say he's going up. So we get two free throws instead of a 1-1 with 11.7 seconds left. Team foul number 8 against the Mustangs. As Albert misses third personal. Coast twists. Made a free throw earlier, and that one is no good. And it's two free throws. Everybody started going, but it's two free throws. Even the clock operator started the clock as well. The clock now says 9.3 seconds left. Now the officials have to remember how much time is left. And Coach Anderson now talking to the official. Yeah, it was 11.7. Now it looks like they're going to put that back on the clock. So the front end was no good. Well, first one was no good. Coach Quist just 1 point on the day. Needs this one right here to make it a one-possession game once again. That or a miss and get the rebound and get a putback and make it a two-point game. And now Coach Johnson for Donovan Westwing an explanation as well. As the clock still says 9.3 seconds. 34-30 is our score. Donovan West and Frankfurt with the Mustangs in front. Donovan West not only looking for their first league win, but for their first overall win. They're 0-6 on the regular season. Frankfurt, their lone win coming in the Wabunsee tournament in the seventh place game in a 50-49 win over Northern Heights. Here we go. Second free throw coming up for Rosequist. That was good. 34-31, his first point since a free throw in the first quarter. He has two. And again, 11.7 seconds left. Donovan West inbound. Frankfurt going full court, man-to-man press. Trying to get the ball into Peterson. He's defended by Colvin. They'll screen to try to get Eberle open. And he does make a catch. Excuse me, that's Penny. And now Eberle, excuse me, and Penny is fouled. So Penny missed the front end of the 1-1 in his first go at it. Last time, he went 2-for-2. Chance to maybe possibly put it away right here. But it still is 1-1 free throws. Says team foul number 9 against Frankfurt. That foul goes against Colvin. That's his fourth. 1-1 free throws coming up. First one on the way. That one is no good. A rebound by Frankfurt. Here we go. 9 seconds left. Smith along the far side. And a whistle. And a timeout is called by Coach Steinlogge. Good timeout there for the Frankfurt head honcho. 5.6 seconds left. And this is going to be a full timeout. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here in our game of the week. Again, it's Donovan West 34 and Frankfurt 31 here on our game of the week. Brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
34-31 with 5.6 seconds left in overtime. Donovan West leading Frankfurt here in Frankfurt. 9 fouls committed by Frankfurt. So now Donovan West will be shooting 2 free throws moving forward. As for the Mustangs, they've committed 8 fouls. There's not a lot of fouls in the early portion of this third quarter. Of this second half. Frankfurt with the ball, the chance to tie if they can knock down a 3-point basket. Anderson is the inbounder despite making 4 three-pointers in this game. Kind of an interesting decision here. They'll give it to Smith, the lead scorer on the season. They'll give it to Anderson, Paul, it's deflected, and is firing a shot at the buzzer, no good, and that's the game. The ball was deflected, trying to get Anderson in the corner, and he couldn't get a good shot up. And Donovan West gets their first win of the regular season. 34-31, your final score. We'll go ahead and send it to a break, and we'll have our post-game show coming up, brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. Once again, your final score, Donovan West wins it at Frankfurt, 34-31. Here on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College, 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Monday, Joe Friday.
Tails win. Tails win. Tails win.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
KMZA.
Final score from Frankfurt, 34-31. Mustangs get the win on the road in overtime in a low-scoring thriller. It was a lot of fun. Both teams going back and forth, and ends up being a win for Donovan West. Their first win of the regular season in 2022-23 as they improved to 1-3. In TVL play, 1-6 on the regular season. As for Frankfurt, they fall to 0-3 and 1-6 on the regular season. Let's take a look at the stats from tonight's contest. First, for the Wildcats of Frankfurt, leading the way in scoring was Wes Anderson. He had 14 points, 12 of them coming on three-pointers with a pair of free throws as well. 8 points for Trent Harden with 6 coming in the second half. 4 points for Lane the Wiseau, 3 for Carter Olsen, and 2 from Fred Rosequist. And as for Donovan West, 15 points for Hudson Penny, including 4 in overtime. And that's the reason he is going to be your player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. 8 points for Cooper Eberle, with 6 coming in the fourth quarter. And 7 points for Brody Jeske, and 4 for Coulter Peterson, with some big free throws as well, including a pair in overtime. So again, your player of the game brought to you by Farmers State Bank is Hudson Penny. 15 points, your leading scorer, and again, 4 huge points in overtime to help Donovan West get their first win of the regular season. That's going to do it for us here from Frankfurt here tonight. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate you all for tuning in during our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College here at 92.1 KMZA. And also a big thanks to Colin Felkamp back in the booth for making us sound good here tonight. Once again, that's going to be it for us, 34-31.